and a fantastic fucking Friday. I'm Sebastian Blick. How the hell are you? You're listening to Fade to Blick, the Friday edition. Fridays rock. They just do. They just really do. 713-955-0395, studio number. If you want to get a hold of me here, say hi. Say hi. I love you. Kiss my ass. Whatever. It's pretty easy. I'm pretty easy to get along with most of the time. Want to get a hold of me anywhere else? You can get a hold of me over in the CS chat room. Those of you who know what CS is know what I'm talking about. And you can also get me on the Blog Talk side, because I got it open too. So feel free. Stop by, say hi for about the next hour and a half. We're going to sit and chat, shoot shit, throw things. Generally be freaked out about everything. Come on. Hey, my little partner in crime here, Miss Lucinda, find a spot there, kid. You're in the middle of my shit. You ever notice that? Cats are absolutely, completely, their compulsion is completely to get in the middle of your shit. As soon as you start doing something, they get in your face. They know. They know that you're up to something and that you're trying to accomplish something, so they have to, like, plant their ass right there in front of you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. One of those deals. I'm glad everybody, those of you that stopped by last night to listen to the buzz, I hope you had a good time. We did. It was a little, you know, the usual first round jitterbug, squirrel around a little bit stuff. But we got it done. I mean, you know, it just took a little bit to get it fixed. You know, we finally got it. And we, you know, we carried on. And I completely think that in the next few weeks, we're going to get it down to where it is just spot on spotless. Really, I got the feeling. I just got this feeling. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. I know I am somewhat of a perfectionist. I have some issues with that kind of thing. I have to, you know, things have to be a certain way. Otherwise, I get a little freaked out, you know. But other than that, I'm pretty easy to get along with. Other than being a rabid perfectionist. Perfectionist, when I learned to speak the English language once again. Just trying, you know. So, just saying hi to all my buddies, pals, friends. Seeing what they're up to out there on this fantastic Friday. I mean, really. No. You know, we've been working on things for, well, I'd say probably a good 3 years. We've been trying to work on various parts of the show pages to get everything up and running the way it needs to. So it's been a challenge, and we've gotten everything pretty much up to run. It's, you know, finally gotten to that point where we've gotten it to come together. But, you know, it's one of those deals. I had to, oh man, I hate deleting boob flashes. I hate that. But I'll leave that one up. Oh, is it working today? Well, I think. Yeah, 4-3. Yeah. Let's see. There we go. Typing into the atmosphere to see if anyone's there. Don't you know? Oh, the storms last night were pretty intense. They were pretty wicked to watch. I went out on the back porch and kind of watched them. Watched it fly in. And I'm telling you what, there was some serious freaking lightning going on last night. And into this morning, I don't sleep much, as you know, most people know. But about 3:30 this morning, it was just Katie barred the door, just the same thing, fired right up and went ape shit crazy again. I don't know. Let's look. I'm going to take a look at the weather here just to see if there's a... Yeah, I had to... I actually went to the store at 3 o'clock in the morning just so that I could see the craziness, the storm, and the stuff that was going on. And I'm telling you what, it was nuts. It was like you just basically could blink, and every time you blinked, there were about 8 or 10 pops. I got to help somebody real quick. I'm trying to help them get out. And a big howdy to all of those of you who have almost made it through the week. Almost. You're very, very close. You're within, well, hours. Yeah. What? That didn't sound right. No. 11, 6. About 6 hours. If you're a 5 o'clocker. If that's, you know, if you're a 5 o'clock guy, then you're looking at about 6 hours from now. Oh, the weather has definitely changed. The direction of the wind in our area. Has gone to a north flow. That's kind of cool. We've got a north flow, northwesterly out of the northwest. Currently it's overcast and 50 degrees here in Spring Vegas at the Wonderworks Studios. I am Sebastian Blick, blicking it up on a fantastic fucking Friday. 713-955-0395. You know, right now we're sitting in the latter part of what they call the award season. Originally, it started out as the Oscars because the, you know, people in film wanted to recognize their peers and they wanted to be able to give them the appreciation that they deserve. So they created the Oscars. Went well. Went very well. Went so well. So well. Sorry, I didn't mean to burn anybody's ears with that one. It went so well that everybody and their fucking dog decided that it would be cool, smart, and profitable to have their own show. So we went from the Oscars, we went to the Emmys, the daytime Emmys, the SAG Awards, then we went over in and jumped into music with the Grammys. And then I think the Grammys were basically the lone dog, except for the ACAs, the American Country Music Association. They have their award for the country guys that had to be separate from everybody else because, you know, they're country guys. They have that Texan mentality. You know what I'm saying? So they have this mentality that, well, we're country. We should have our own category. They have a category in the Grammys about country. So why the fuck do you think you need your own? I don't get that. Because Well, we do now because everybody saw what the country guys were doing and decided to have like the heavy metal awards and the, you know, the rock and roll awards and all of these other. And what my point really is, I'm wrapping it back to itself. We as a viewing public have gotten to the point where we have to be fed award shows. Otherwise, we freak out. I don't know why that is. I really don't. But we've gotten to this point in our thinking that we should have an award show for every little thing out there. And I don't think that's the case at all, really. I really don't. We should have the basic ones that take care of it. And beyond that, I think that it should be left the fuck alone. You got your Grammys. You got your Oscars. And just to, you know, throw a bone to the daytime guys, you know, the soap opera kids and all that shit, we'll throw them a bone and do the daytime Emmys. You know, that way they're not feeling left out. And now that Oprah's not like in there completely running, she's got her own like, you know, TV network. She, what? Oh, well, it's, yeah, it is. It's as somebody is saying in chat, it is to keep us from watching the news. It's a good distraction. And if we do watch the news and we're still watching everything else, then they just come up with something, you know, they come up with a terrorist thing, or they'll come up with, you know, some crazy guy with a chainsaw in his underwear chasing people down the street or some shit. I don't know. You know, or like the guy that ate the dude's face off down in Florida, and they swore up and down it was bath salts. I really don't think so. I think this dude was like, I don't know, a World War Z kind of guy. He got out of the holding area, you know? Well, that's true. Well, we'll send all but about four of them, I think. There's like four or five of them that keep their mouths shut and keep their heads down and go in and do their job. I think it should be one of those things, you know, kind of like in school when you talk about attendance. These guys are hired to vote and do a job. My thinking is this. If these motherfuckers miss more than 12, maybe 10 days in a semester or a session, then they should either A, be docked for however many days, figure up however much it is, because they make an exorbitant amount of money per day. So it would dent them if they were gone 15 extra days out of the session. Or if they miss too many days, you put them on a write-up. They go a couple more than that, you give them a warning. You go more than that, you're fucking fired. You get called down to the fucking president's office. The president says, you know, well, John, you've done a real good job for us here when you were here. I hate to tell you this, but here's your pink slip. Get the fuck out of my office. I think that would work. I think one or two times of that. I think that they'd get the hint. One of the guys comes back, you know, from the president, and he's carrying a pink slip, and he's got his fucking head down between his knees because he's sad, because he's not basically sitting on his ass getting paid a crazy amount of money to do nothing except stand up and bitch for about an hour every couple of weeks. You know? Yeah, if it was volunteer work back, you know, like it was back in 1776, because it was. They didn't get paid for that shit. They had no, there was no pay scale. It wasn't a situation that, you know, you get X amount of dollars per year, or you get, you know, so much for being a senior senator or whatever. And this whole, you get your, you know, you get your health benefits paid for life. You get your salary for life. Who the fuck has a job that does that? I got fired from my job a couple weeks ago. They're still paying me. Really, how long are you going to get paid? Till I die. Really. You know, that one really chaps my ass. That one puts a stick in my ass worse and faster than anything else. Yes, these guys jerk off. Yes, these guys philander. Yes, they fuck around. They do all this shit that they give everybody else hell for. But yet, they think they're good enough and righteous enough to get paid over $200,000 a year, even after they're doing nothing. What the fuck? To me, it really makes no sense. It really is like, you know, paying somebody to come to work and sit on their thumb for 8 hours. You know? If I walked into any of the businesses that I managed, which I managed several before my career was ended, if I caught anyone sitting on their ass and I didn't send them on break, shit went sideways fast. Very. Usually that ended up being a situation of, you're going to clean this, or you're going to make sure this is done, or, you know, it was just find busy work. You know what I'm saying? Find them something to do. If a bunch of senators aren't doing anything or they're not showing up for work, I call their fucking asses in. We've got an emergency meeting. You got to be here and day after tomorrow. I'd even be generous and give them travel time. Under normal circumstances, if I was the boss, no. Get your ass in my office right the fuck now. There is no wait. There is no hang on. There is no I'll be there in a minute. It's get the fuck in my office now. Really. And most of the time, just that threat of get your ass in my office now, and the look that followed with it, it was that, you know, pissed off mama gorilla look. You know what I mean? It was that look that says, if you really want to fuck with me, you can. But the chances of me being nice to you or you leaving without a severe injury are pretty slim. You know? It makes people take notice, really. My dear child, yes, angry little man. You're just an angry little girl this morning. You're just pitching a bitch. You know, it's always bring your kid to work day here at WonderWorks. And I always have my little shadow, as I call her, the Empress Lucinda. Well, you know, She's the Empress. She's Empress Ba's Empress assistant. Yeah. And if she doesn't stop jumping on my fucking computers, I'm going to kill her. Yeah. And most of the time, those guys, when they get out of Congress, when they get out of any of this civil service stuff that they do, they make, on average, $1.5 million a year just doing consulting and writing books. Plus, they're getting their 200. So these guys are set, like permaset done, don't have to work, don't have to fuck with it forever. Their kids probably don't have to think about it or work. You know? Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and that is true. I completely agree with you, Mr. X. They really are the best crooks. They know how to get away with shit. And they can get away with stuff that most regular criminals can't get away with because the cops can't mess with them. They have diplomatic immunity. When I learn to speak properly today, maybe. Damn. It's been one of those days. Actually, it was one of those nights. I didn't sleep where the fuck last night because it was storming and all that bullshit. So I stayed awake basically all night. So I'm just kind of dazed and confused right now. Hence the reason I'm talking very slowly and very methodically. Otherwise, it will sound really bad. Yeah, but people are trying to get squirrely with that freedom of that religious freedom business right now, and they're finding out real quick that you can't dance on that line the wrong way. Wednesday, as anybody who listened to the show Wednesday heard, the business that came out in an interview and said, we would not serve gays a pizza at their wedding. They made that mistake and came right out, openly said that. A reporter took it down and ran with it. Well, day and a half later, that pizza place ain't open no more. They closed the doors. And you know what? Good. I'm glad. I don't like to see when people fail, but when you're a bigot like that, I hope you did lose your business. You know what? I hope your house was tied up in it too. Just saying. I know I shouldn't be that way. I shouldn't say that because it's really not right, and it's putting bad juju out into the air, and really you shouldn't do that. But because to be a bigot like that, you don't get much worse than that. And they had to have known that there was going to be a shitstorm. They really did. They should have known full well that all hell was going to break loose. But they did it anyway. That's their choice. So they expressed their freedom, their religious freedom, and they found out just how far that freedom carried them. It's one thing to have religious freedom. It's another to try and step on someone else's rights, claiming that it's religious. Here in Spring Vegas, we have the same issue getting ready to happen. There's actually a vote on the ballot to repeal a law or an ordinance that's very similar to all of these other religious freedom bills that are going on. And I think it's really funny that all of a sudden they all started at once. It was like, did Westboro pass around flyers to all these churches? What? Like the chief bigots decided they wanted to hand down a decree? Is that what the deal was? That's the only thing I can figure is Westboro like sent out a memo and said, okay, everyone, be an asshole this week. You know? I don't know. I am spiritual. I am not religious. I will tell anyone what I am, but that's as far as I will go. I don't tell anything else deeper than that. I'll admit to you, and you know, I'll spit it out there. And I don't apologize either. Don't ever apologize for your stance. It's yours. You didn't come out and say anything derogatory, really, directly to them. So apologizing just puts you in a position of admitting fault, whereas you don't have fault. It's really them 90% of the time that roll in the fault, and they will be the first to very quickly point that finger another direction. But as an old witch told me one time, don't point your finger at anyone because you have at least three more pointing back at you. Made sense. Made perfect sense. So I don't. I haven't really. I mean, there are times that I forget and will have to, you know, find a match or something to try and calm my smoking down. But I've got my two. I got my bottles of juice for the week. I got almost all the car done. Yeah, that was one of those. Just stop for a second. Everything just stopped. Well, I do. I totally believe that. People have the right to believe whatever they want. And it's one of those situations where you can believe or not believe. But what's really funny is I always throw a kink into the atheist curve and say, well, believing in nothing is still believing in something, isn't it? Isn't it? And I usually raise my eyebrow at the end of that sentence. Isn't it? And usually that will stop them for just a moment. That's true. And most people do. What's funny is, though, the religious right, the conservatives, the ones that really, really, really get all freaked out about it, will cherry pick to the nth degree what they're doing. And that isn't really religious either. It just ends up being, you know, you're trying to sit and pass judgment on somebody, which is wrong. If they were to go and read their scripture the way that it should be read, this whole bullying people and, you know, beating them down and not letting them be who they want to be because you've got them so frightened, I don't think that's nice. Not. I don't know. That's just the way I look at it. 713-955-0395. The studio line number. Yeah. I just Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. I definitely know that I needed about 4 more gallons of coffee this morning before I started. For sure. Woo. Damn. Dooby dooby doo. What the hell? Oh, gotcha. Doo 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 doo. Yeah. Sebastian Blick on Twitter, all one word. You can get me there. Sebastian Blick 1 over on Facebook. And if you want to reach the show page for The Buzz, it is, I'm wanting to say it's The Buzz with Blick and Baum. I'm pretty sure. Nope. Just Buzz with Blick and Baum. That's the one. It's true. So you can go in there. You can, hang out. Be our friend, like stuff. They like it when you like stuff. If you don't like stuff over a certain period of time, then you don't get to see the stuff anymore. That's sad. They fix it to where you can't. Well, you should believe in one if you believe in the other, because karma is a superstition, technically, if you want to look at it from that perspective. Just saying. Did I just unplug myself? No. Okay. I'm just making sure. Thought I did. Kind of scared the hell out of me. That wouldn't surprise me, though. All of a sudden be like, oh, shit. That's true. Yeah, I think we'll probably go. We'll probably hit at about 12:30 and then fly out the door like we're on fire or something. Oh, man. Good deal. Yeah, it's just I got the feeling it's gonna rain again today. It's gonna storm again today because I'm all fuzzy in the head again. So I got the feeling we're gonna end up staring at another nasty, freaking rainy bullshit afternoon. Just not right. It's just not. Just saying. Doo-be-doo-be-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Ouch. Yeah, that's really strange. That was really strange. My audio just completely switched and sounded like it got about 5 times louder than it was supposed to. It's kind of strange. And I didn't yell, didn't scream, thought about it. Yep. Been going crazy the past couple of days, trying to get everything ready, squared away, and ready to go. And finally, I think we've gotten 90%, I'd say. Ouch. I just kneeled, kneed my knee. I just smashed my knee. That's what I was trying to say. I kneed my knee. That doesn't make sense. That makes no sense whatsoever. Ah, goodness. Goodness, 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 goodness. Yeah, I may have to. It sucks, though, that I don't have. I don't have my wireless headset that I used to have. That thing made my life so fucking nice. Because I could get up in the middle of a show and just go to the bathroom. If I wanted to go to the bathroom, I'd go to the bathroom. You know? It's true. It was handy. Handy and fun. Those of you who know me know my back is a cantankerous bastard, an evil bitch. An evil bitch from which there is no escape. So I have to stand up. There. I have my headset, but it's not a wireless. It's not a cordless. I wish it was, because then I would be able to just, you know, go get a, you know, get some more coffee. Or I had Wednesday, I actually had coffee in the studio. I had brought my coffee pot up into the studio, and my coffee girl, bless her heart, she's in a panic right now because she usually has a thing about keeping me in coffee. She knows what a wirehead I am. Oh shit, it's so windy, it's about to blow my back fence down. How cool is that? That ought to be fun. I'm laying odds, I'm saying 3-1. 3-1 that it doesn't make the day. It looks that bad. Just saying. You know, damn it. My heating pad's not sitting where it's supposed to. Yeah. So, crikey. Yeah. You see, on April Fool's Day, what they did on The Price is Right? Bob Barker came out. The price is wrong, bitch. It's true. I'm just saying. Goodness. Man, oh man. Woof. My tummy's been edgy this morning. I didn't even drink as much coffee as I normally drink, and that's really an unusual thing for me. Normally, I'm very, I don't know, normally I'm pretty on the ball when it comes to that shit. I usually have four or five, well, I probably got at least a pot and a half taken down by this time of the day. People are like, what is wrong with you? Coffee, I love coffee. It's true. It really, that surprised me when they brought him back on, because he hadn't been on for several years. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I guess he got a wild hair up his ass. I guess the producers probably did. And wanted to have him back on for a cameo appearance. Which I thought was funny as hell. And needless to say, the guys down on Contestants Row are probably flipping out too. They were probably, whoa, it's Bob. The Bob's here, man. We love the Bob. Ouch. Ouch. I always thought that was really funny. Vin Diesel shows off his girlfriend, his cute kids, and everything else. And, well, he's just bi. He's very bi. He never shows off his boyfriends. You know? Oh, wow. Lil Wayne's got an $11.6 million mansion. Now he's asking $18 million. $11.6 to $18 million. Are you shitting me? Really? I don't think so. I don't know. I just don't know. And 66 days at sea? Figure this one out. Normally, you don't hear of anybody making it past about 25, maybe. If that. This guy made it 66 days. I mean, good grief. He had to have been drinking his own piss. He had to have been catching the nasty stuff off the top of the ocean to eat. You know? I did see a really funny clip the other day about a survivalist guy. This guy's a survivalist. And he's got his own little YouTube channel thing. And his YouTube channel is basically about survival techniques. And one day, the old boy is telling everybody that there are better ways to catch fish than to take a little piece of string and making a little treble hook with it and using that. This guy apparently thinks that it's smart. You can catch a bigger fish by using a bigger worm. Now, guys, I think you know where we're going with this. The guy pulls his shorts down and grabs his wang and says, if you want to catch a bigger fish, you have to use a bigger worm. And he proceeds to see a fish go by. He goes, oh, there goes one. It's a good size one. He says, you got to get down in the water slow and easy so you don't scare him. Gets down in the water, puts his thumbs in his drawers, proceeds to pull his pecker out, and then lowers himself into the water to try and catch a fish. A few minutes goes by. There's still a guy camera on him, and he's still just going at it, and he's got his little fish hook out there, and he's just trying to get it. All of a sudden, the fish hits. He says, oh, I feel a lot of nibbles. It's like, well, you must be getting off on this. Are you getting a hard on? What are you doing? He says, you know, I'm getting nibbles. There's just all kinds of little nibbles going on. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he screams, oh, I got one. Well, apparently that fish sucked it down to where it basically had impaled itself on him. And the guy is trying to figure out how to get the fish off of his pecker because he is now informing the people who are watching that this little fish has many, 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 many little sharp teeth. There are a lot of fish out there in the ponds that have sharp teeth. So why would you think that there's not going to be teeth on that fish? You know, it befuddled me. I was stuck because I'm thinking to myself, is this guy joking? Is he so full of shit and joking that he's actually going to do this? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. And it was one of those, once it's been seen, it can't be unseen things. Because I didn't even see the dude's junk. But just the mental imagery of this guy flopping his dick out and having a fish come up and put its lips all the way on it and damn near take him 3/4 the way in. I mean, that fish should have charged him $50 with his deep in as that fish had him. That fish should have turned around and said, $50 there, bub. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If I was the guy on the camera, that's what I would have done. 713-955-0395. It's the number here. Like I said, today I am probably going to roll for about another, just shy of 15 minutes. Yeah, just shy of 15 minutes. About 12:30 will blow out. Just trying, you know, I got some stuff. It's Friday. I got stuff to do. I got places to go, people to do, shit to see. You know? Yeah. Well, or at least try and get out and get my shit done before it rains, because being on a scooter is one of those things you don't just get out in the, you don't just get out in the weather and unless you're ready, you know? One of them deals. Whoops. I must have slipped out of chat. Damn it. I hate it when I do that. There we go. I'm back. There we go. Things are all catching up now. I'm not even going to mess with that second flash because it's cruel and my sarcastic little mouth will pop off with something and I probably shouldn't. I have to be nice. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. It's one of those things. I have to be nice. The like my microphone must be on like an autocorrect or something, because it every time I think it's at one level, all of a sudden it switches and goes to another one. It's trying to make me crazy. Not really. Should I say crazy? You know. So I want to definitely, while I've got a second, thank everybody who has started listening on the regular for sure, because it's, you know, this is the beginning of big things, or as Mr. Cheadle says, good things are happening. Good things. It's true. It's the beginning of something amazing, something absolutely astounding. And as Khan says, now shall we begin? Well, we've done it two or three times before, and it's like they always say, you fail out at least, you know, most people fail at least three times to start, just to start. They fail three times before they make it. And the big, you know, the big guys, the Mark Cubans and those guys, they fail at least three, if not more times before they make it. So I figure I've hit the wall several times. I've hit the wall while I've been married to my wife a couple of times. So I'm thinking, this bullshit's over with. My dry spell's done and all hell's getting ready to break loose. We are going to get crazy. And like I tell people, anybody who is with me here in the beginning, I will take you with me all the way to the top. All the way. I will need people who are, you know, who take care of wardrobe, sound equipment, roadies, personal, you know, personal assistants. Well, my wife does a lot of my personal assistant work. She does some of it, but, you know, if I can find me a nice little, you know, girl with a French accent that wants to, you know, wear the little French maid costume and prance around my office and go, "What may I get for you, sir?" I can think of about 7.5 inches of something you could have. Right between your tulips. And as a matter of fact, it is springtime. Everybody can use that, use the good old joke, you know. Where are you going to plant the tulips? "Oh, I don't know. I didn't think we had any tulips." "Well, I got tulips." "Oh, yeah? Well, where are we going to plant them?" "Well, you can plant your tulips right here." You know, it's just that way. Yeah, wardrobe on a radio show. I'm a personality. There's a difference. I'm more than just a sexy voice. Okay? You've seen me in person. I have to have a wardrobe. I care. You've never seen this. Next chance. Next party next month. I will. If you're going to be there, I will take you up to my dressing room, and I will show you what I travel with. You'll shit yourself. You will look at me and you will say, Is that guy a girl? Your delete photo link, you've got a delete photo link? That's interesting. You shouldn't. That's a very interesting situation I'm going to have to ask somebody about, because that's not supposed to work that way. He may be working on it, too. He was also, I've got a couple of different little things in there that he's working on for me, so it could be him doing it. Yeah, so wardrobe is an absolute necessity. I travel with at least, at all times, I travel with at least 4 scarves. That's just the scarves. Now, the clothing, if it's going to be an event or a party in the evening, it's pretty simple. I have the blackout outfits, always black. Black on black, with whatever color tie and whatever color scarf. Always red striped socks. There are just some very particular things that I have. But for the rest of the time, no. I have to have at least five different outfits to change into. And that's a day, per day. Because I do change. A lot of times I will change multiple times during a day. It's true. I am an eccentric, quirky little man, as my wife says. She said she wouldn't have me any other way, though. And she never could have envisioned 10 years ago being married to such a quirky, strange little man. Which one are you trying to delete? Are you trying to delete the second one in? Because the second one in won't. My delete button won't even work on the second one. It'll delete the first one, but not the second or the third. Only the first. So, just to let you in on that little tidbit secret, don't you know? Coming down on about 4 minutes left in the show for today. The weekends, I'm not really sure if we're going to do a steady show. If we have an event that we're going to, we will probably... I do my own damn laundry. Thank you very much. I do my own fucking laundry and I feed my own fucking cats. But it's one of those things. If we get a great deal of response that people want us to do shows on the weekend, we'll do them. I'll probably start doing a show from events. So any event that we go to or are at, you'll probably have a show pop out from there. So just a heads up, just kind of a future, what's going on, what's coming up in the future for sure. So, that being said, Sebastian Blick at Twitter, Sebastian Blick 1 at Facebook, Sebastian.Blick at Yahoo, and Buzz with Blick and Baugh if you want to get to the show page. And we'll get you all set up. Don't you know? Don't you know? And Monday will be a normal 11:30 morning, I believe. Yeah, Monday's an 11:30 morning. And we'll go at it again, unless we do it again. And pay attention to the show page, because you'll always see when we're getting ready to do a show. if it's a surprise or what. So, with all those addresses thrown out, all my goodies been done for the day, I will say this has been Fade to Blick, the Friday Rocks edition. I am Sebastian Blick. I hope everyone has a most pleasant and wonderfully fucktastic weekend. Until next Monday, Blick it up a notch. Be nice to others because they just might be real nice back to you. Love your fucking show. Have a great day.